Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. It is Wednesday. It is meat and potatoes day of the NFL. When you really get your game plan going, when you have all the guys are in, you'll get an injury report. This is a big day for that matchup, Mr. David.
Morning, Mully. Yes, it's Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. Later today, we'll be misled by the injury report of the Washington Commanders, and we'll get some more information or misinformation from the Bears.
That's rough, right. That's pretty basically
That's the weekly injury report that we cling to and we dissect and we wonder about. And it is Bears Commanders one day closer to Jaden Daniels, maybe, and Caleb Williams. Big night in the NBA last night.
Yeah.
Bad night at the United Center with the Blackhawks. And sad news to kick off the day in the baseball world. That was sad.
Yeah, Dodger great Fernando Valenzuela has passed away overnight. He was just 63 years old.
Really?
That seems very young.
Very young. Very sad. Especially with the timing. World Series starts on Friday. The Dodgers back. Ironic that they're playing the Yankees. The last time these two teams played was 1981.
NL Cy Young Award winner and Rookie of the Year back in 1981. And it's shocking just because I haven't kept in touch with Fernando in any way. I don't know. I haven't kept up on him in any way. But you feel like that's a guy you know. That's a guy from a certain point in your life where you're kind of like, oh, wow. Like, I remember Fernando Mania.
I think people of a certain age do because it was such a phenomenon. He was the guy who had all the fun. He had the crazy wind up and the early success, Rookie of the Year, and he pitched in that World Series. He won Game 3 for the Dodgers against the Yankees, and this is a celebration of that rivalry, the two teams have ever met in a World Series, and sad news because it's so unexpected, and he was so... He was such a breath of fresh air at the time because he was such a novelty.
Who was the Sox pitcher who became the second Mexican-born pitcher to Loaiza?
Esteban Loaiza.
Loaiza.
Well, much different outcome to his post-baseball career.
I only bring it up because
that's a different kind of mania.
That was the last time. I really had sat down and thought about Fernando when that moment happened. Not that one, the first guy.
Yeah, Esteban Loaiza. He ran into some tough times after leaving the White Sox and Major League Baseball.
He was a very enterprising fellow.
He was definitely a good businessman.
Criminal enterprising fellow.
I can't believe we still have to wait two more days for the World Series.
That is crazy. Did the Sox name a manager yet?
No.
Has that happened yet?
No, that is maybe tomorrow, possibly.
I don't think so.
Rumor mill. That's just a rumor. No. I don't know there's any concrete evidence. We know there are reports about asking for permission. We talked about that yesterday. Mm-hmm. I don't know that there's going to be news before the World Series begins. And then once the World Series starts, you can't really do it then or you're not supposed to.
Shohei Ohtani's 50th home run ball. Speaking of the Dodgers and the great Fernando Valenzuela, who really has nothing to do with it other than he was a Dodger. But how about this? That ball sold for $4.39 million, the most expensive home run ball of all time.
I saw that last night. I thought it had to be a mistake because he's still alive. He's still playing. He's going to hit other homers.
That.
Texter very cleverly.
What if he hits one in Game 7?
It's going to be worth $5 million or more.
Shouldn't you just follow the Dodgers and go to every game and hang out? I mean, wouldn't that be better than working for a living if you can get $5 million, 4.59 by just following the guy around?
262 Texter, David, were you in on the Ohtani ball? I like it, but not that much.
Yeah.
I'd wonder.
Cut out early.
Well, the 50th homer was 50-50. So.
Yeah.
That's the milestone.
I get it.
Distinction. But I don't know that.
Seems like there's bigger home run balls in the world.
Or there will be. Right? Or there will be with his future.
Yeah.
That's the one thing, is that he is still active, and hit this home run ball fetches that much at an auction.
Man.
Crazy information. Yeah. I wonder if there's legitimacy to it. I did question it last night. That's so much for a ball from an active player who's still going to hit a ton more homers. But I'm not a memorabilia expert. I'm not Darren Rovell.
How much will the 60-60 ball be worth next year?
Exactly. See? Then you start to wonder, and will the value in this diminish? Will it depreciate the moment you put it on your shelf?
The minute you drive it off the lot.
That's right, like a car. The minute you put that thing on a mantle, it's at least dropping $1 million in value.
Where do you, where would you keep that? Don't you have to have
safety deposit box?
It's got to be locked up. That's my point.
It's got to be a big safety deposit box, because, you know, so safety deposit boxes usually are just like you slip in like a key or an envelope. Like, how do you fit a baseball in there?
Do you have a safety deposit box?
I used to, but no, I don't.
Yeah.
I keep everything of my valuables under a mattress.
Is that still an ongoing thing? Safety.
I think so.
I have a deposit box that is down here somewhere on Michigan Avenue that we opened the thing right after we got married. And as I recall, I wrote a note to my wife and put a $20 bill in it, like, you know, powder your nose or something, just like something funny.
Mm-hmm.
So the next time we were on Michigan Avenue, she'd find a 20. And you want to talk about a bad, bad business decision? I could have made money on that 20.
How?
Still sitting in some bloody.
Okay. You also could have lost it.
Well,
that's your last. When you're down to your last $20 bill, it will be in a safety deposit box on Michigan Avenue.
If that's the last one, I'm in trouble. Okay. That's fair. So I guess we should talk about the Blackhawks and get to it
briefly.
Well, you know, we don't spend a ton of time on it.
They were bad last night, Mully.
You were hoping that that would be one where they would get back to the vaunted 500 mark, and instead, things may be going the wrong way.
6-3 losers to the Canucks. Yeah. The Canucks come in the fourth game of a 4-game road trip. Mm-hmm. You think they would be a little fatigued. They got here on Saturday in Chicago. You think, okay, the Hawks, with the statement being made by Luke Richardson benching Philip Kurashev, they'd come out sharp, they'd come out fast, they'd come out sound defensively. Nope, nope, and nope.
Yeah, and the Predators are here on Friday. I don't know how to feel about the Blackhawks right now. I was hoping for better, and instead they've got 3 losses in 4 games all of a sudden, and maybe the tough love didn't get the warm embrace. Maybe it didn't fire everyone up as we imagine it could.
It apparently did not. Mm-hmm. And you're exactly right to be a little concerned, because you got 2 straight home losses now back-to-back, and you got the Preds coming in Friday. And the one thing about the Predators is that they need to get it going, because they are 1-5, and they are adding Steven Stamkos to the mix, and they've got some new pieces of themselves. So that's a tough one. And so now you're going to be 3 straight home losses. That's no gouda.
Tyler Bertuzzi did score again, so that's good.
He scored again, but he missed the net too. I'm just saying. I know.
You've been waiting for
waiting for that,
and you got something.
You got a little bit more,
but not enough, as you say.
No, no, okay. Tough night. But tonight is opening night for the Bulls on the road against the Pelicans
in
New Orleans, and they might be without Zion Williamson. He was ill yesterday. New Orleans without Zion gives the Bulls maybe an opportunity. How about their opening 5-game schedule to start the season? The Bulls have to have this one tonight, because it gets tougher. They've got the Bucks and OKC back to back this weekend.
Yeah, it's kind of wild, because obviously Lonzo Ball is listed as available. They list him as, and it's a clean injury report, but they list him as left knee surgery / injury management. And we know,
it's a lot of words.
That's the league, by the way. But we know.
Surgery part.
Yeah. But we know that he can't play back to back. So the thinking is that he'll start this game, or not start, but he'll play in this game, and then he'll probably play Friday in the home opener and not play Saturday, right? Because they could do it the other way around if they so chose.
They've determined no back-to-backs.
Yes.
And if they have done that, I think they're going to have to make some difficult choices. I am not privy to, or I don't think it's been reported, what their choices will be this weekend. It's a really good question. We didn't ask it of Billy.
Yeah.
We had a lot of good stuff for Billy.
Oh, we had a great
But we didn't ask him. Maybe he doesn't know yet.
Yeah.
Because I think some things may be...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As you go, you make decisions along the way, because I don't know that they're going to get to Saturday's decision or Friday's dilemma until they figure out what's going on and how he does Wednesday. So maybe tonight is going to dictate how they handle Lonzo on the weekend. It's going to be a game-to-game type of deal, I think. But it's better than having that not as an option, right? You're better to be able to delicately balance this playing time versus rest time.
Yes.
And have him available to potentially close games.
It's better.
Or 15 minutes a night than no night.
Better
no
than Joel Embiid's situation.
Thank you.
Oh,
yes.
See, now that's,
yes. No,
that's just mean.
When did he get hurt?
He was apparently hurt.
When?
He was hurt before the Olympics.
At the family barbecue in August?
Listen.
He played in the Olympics, didn't he?
He did play in the Olympics.
Then he takes 2 months off and he comes back injured?
And he's going to not play in back-to-backs this year.
Imagine how that's going over in Philadelphia.
Well, it's part of the process. You got to trust the process.
I think he's gone, isn't
he?
I
don't think that's the case. But it's very interesting, I think, because Nick Nurse had this happen once before. With Kawhi Leonard, I believe he did not play back-to-backs 1 year. He ended up playing 60 games, and Toronto ended up winning a world championship. I don't think that's going to happen here because, correct me if I'm wrong, but Paul George has a similar kind of issue.
That's what I mean.
There's two guys with the same kind of
injury. We got Embiid out indefinitely, Paul George nursing an injury, Zion potentially missing a game. The NBA is back. The NBA is back.
You can tell by the number of guys not playing.
Yes, exactly. It's got to drive Adam Silver crazy,
Did you watch the LeBron moment?
I did. I really did, Molly. I was watching the Hawks, and it was really interesting timing. Just when they kind of, I think, gave up their sixth goal, and they were running out the clock at the United Center, I flipped the station and went to the Lakers game. And just then, LeBron and Bronny were at the scorer's table checking in. They handled it really well, like ball in the family. And then they showed the moment, and it was cool. It was more cool than I thought it would be, just because everyone can relate to that pride he must have had walking onto the court with his son.
I thought the post game was probably cooler. I mean, when he talked about the day and the day being one he'll never forget, LeBron, by the way, did you see the commercial where he's pranking his son? That was all over social media. Absolutely hilarious. They have LeBron and he's pouring cereal into the sunroof of Bronny's car. And then Bronny comes out of the house. LeBron hustles over and Bronny opens the door and like cereal and a couple of cereal boxes come rushing out. And then LeBron has the window rolled down the backseat of whatever roles he's in. And he says to him, he says, "Hey, rookie, don't be late for practice and clean up my driveway."
It's great.
And Bronny is like, "Really? Really, Dad?" Like, it's very funny.
Very well done.
Wow, it was very fantastic.
Very well done. And I think a lot of people, and I know some people like this, I was talking to them last night, grudgingly are respecting this moment, grudgingly kind of finding LeBron a little likable. I think he's very likable, but I don't have that kind of deep wedge that you'll never embrace LeBron like a lot of people in Chicago feel, I think.
Yeah,
it's hard for them to watch.
I think a lot of people feel that way in Chicago. But I do believe that post game where he said it was, he singled out his daughter for her 10th birthday, said he'll never forget. Let's take a listen.
"Everything was just great today for me. Everything was great. From the moment I woke up, I saw my daughter before she went to school, and went to work. Saw my son at work, get to the game, and just everything, man. Our whole family. It's a great moment for Laker Nation and the way we played tonight. Hopefully, we continue to play that type of brand basketball all throughout the year. And then for our family, it was a big moment."
Said he didn't care how old he ever got. It was a day he'd never forget.
He's going to forget a lot about his career. He's been around for 20 years. He's going to forget maybe, you know, the time he passed Kareem or whatever. He's never, ever going to forget this.
He turns 40 in December. He may start forgetting then. No, that's ridiculous.
Well, when you compare 40-year-olds we have seen on big stages this week in professional sports, LeBron greater than A-Raj.
Well, LeBron is turning 40 this year. He's in his 22nd season.
Unbelievable.
LeBron began his 22nd season playing a game with his son. I mean, just from a heartstring moment, if you can't appreciate that,
I don't know how you can't enjoy that.
It's great.
Whether you're a parent or not a parent, but it's remarkable longevity, incredible consistency, and he had the feel-good moment. Now LeBron probably won't be playing many more games with Bronny, at least not for a while.
You would think Bronny would probably need some seasoning.
He missed the open three. He missed the three.
Well,
that would have been a nice little poetic moment, right?
His dad made one. He wasn't there for...
But LeBron passes in the ball. It's all set up. It's made for TV moment. Boom. Clunk.
I think the story's better than Bronny the player.
Bronny gets the rebound. He gets it ready. We go back. Gobert. Boom. Yeah. Not tonight, son.
Yeah, I know.
Enjoy your Hallmark moment.
Yeah.
But you're on a basketball court in the NBA.
It's a beautiful, warm-hearted moment.
We are not sentimental here. Yeah. I am Rudy Gobert.
I think his dad's the better player. I just, from the outside looking in.
Wow, we're getting a lot of pushback. You know, we are in Chicago. When you get a text like this, 847, it's called nepotism and an insult to those who work hard but don't have powerful parents.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. I mean, the kid's in the NBA so he can play with his dad and they can have that moment on his sister's 10th birthday. But it was charming.
I thought it was cool.
Yeah, I thought it was fine. I had no problem with it.
Ball in the family.
Ball in the family. I love it.
It was a great way they handled it.
Yeah, they did a good job with it. And, you know, I don't know how long LeBron is going to play, but I don't see any end in sight. He's still a fantastic player. He's 22nd season. He's definitely playing 23. At least the plan is now.
You would think.
Health provided that he goes two more years. Who knows? Maybe he can play 24.
I'll say this, though. That definitely deserved everyone's attention, and that was the biggest story because of the history it made.
Yep.
But basketball-wise, AD going 36-16, that was surprising to see because he's one of those guys you figured would be load management on night one.
Well, he will definitely he will be load management before the year is over. That's for sure. We know that. So that's and I don't know anyone, and we'll get to this stuff too in the pick six, but I don't know anyone that is picking the Lakers to win the NBA title this year, at least not until they make the Zach move. What? No, we won't get into all that. But well, there are teams that are favored to win the title, and I wouldn't imagine that the Lakers are among them.
No, they're not.
No.
They're going to be, you know, competing for a playoff spot.
That's it.
Yeah, you know, a lot of the attention paid AD doing that, LeBron doing that, overshadowed the fact that J.J. Redick somehow found his way onto the Lakers bench and coached his first NBA game.
Is that a form of nepotism? Is that, you know, the friends and family plan?
That's just knowing the right people.
Well, I'm just saying he's buddies with LeBron. Yeah,
that's knowing the right people. And LeBron being essentially the Lakers' CEO, he appointed the head coach. He signed and drafted his son, and he can do pretty much whatever he wants when he's in his 22nd season.
Yeah, I love this. It's called America. Get over it. That's the old Mayor Daley. If a man can't take care of his son, what's the world coming to?
You said that yesterday. Yeah, I thought about that a lot, and I think you make a very good point.
It's what he said.
You make it's a very, very good
famous quote from the mayor, and God bless him. And I mean, would I help my kid? In a heartbeat. No question about it.
So we got the Bulls tonight.
Yes.
Hawks on Friday. We got the Bears back at practice getting ready for a Jaden Daniels-led Commanders offense, perhaps.
We got the Bears on Sunday.
Bears on Sunday.
The rest of your season begins in earnest now.
Well, I think you have to look at it that way. Yeah, 6-week increments.
No more breaks.
They have a break. They have a mini bye built in after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but they got to play that Thursday.
Yeah, they have to play the Lions that Thursday. And that's not going to be easy. Playing the Lions anywhere, anytime.
Are they playing that here?
No.
That was a Thanksgiving
joke. Yeah, I know. No.
That was not a sincere question.
I don't think so. I don't think that they will. That's a tough challenge once they get into the division. That would be in any season, you don't want to play Detroit on Thanksgiving Day because they're very good on Thanksgiving Day. But this year, it's even worse because they're excellent. By Thanksgiving, I wonder if the Lions, if they haven't already, will emerge as the best team in the NFC.
Will Goff still be with them by then? You know, I didn't think Hutchinson was going to go down. I just wonder how many horrible injuries are gonna ruin their season.
Wow. They have a ton of people on their defensive line, as Dave mentioned yesterday. They have littered the injured reserve list with defensive linemen.
All their best players.
Why would Jared Goff cool off?
He's
on an MVP-type pace.
I just wanted to upset the apple cart.
The only quarterback playing.
I told you need something bad to happen to one of these teams.
You do. But you don't want to wish that on anybody.
Did I wish it
you
on
you? Kind of did, actually.
I just predicted it.
Bad karma to do that. I'm surprised
Hutchinson
you would do that.
Going out was pretty bad karma.
They're going to have to overcome that, not only against rushing the passer, but stopping the run. That will be a problem maybe for the Lions. But Jared Goff playing as high of a level as any quarterback besides Lamar Jackson is a problem for everyone they play.
Do you believe, and you can be honest with me, that I can talk that into existence?
I believe you think you can.
Oh, I do not. I do not.
I believe you believe in those things.
I think Goff's having a great year, and I don't think he's going anywhere. I just, it's when you lose a great player, and they lost a great player.
Yes, they did.
You got to wonder, how will that ever catch up to them? And could that be the beginning of more things coming?
Bigger, broader question before we get to the pick six is if the Lions feel that much of a loss without Aiden Hutchinson moving forward, how aggressive will they be to try to replace him in the trade market?
This is one of the great, great questions out there for every team, Cooper Kupp. Whether you're a team like the Rams, who play on Thursday night, I believe, against the Vikings, if they can win that game, they're right back in it. They're not going to trade Kupp by Thursday. But could they trade him over the weekend?
How surprising was that rumor?
That was shocking.
And it's not a rumor. It's a report.
Oh, it's a report.
The Rams are shopping Cooper Kupp.
Yes, they are.
And somebody's going to take them up on that.
He makes a lot of money.
Whether it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers looking for receivers.
They're down two now.
They can still win that division.
How about that? How about they lost a guy for the
terrible,
year?
Terrible.
Terrible.
Feel awful about
wow,
that.
Wow, I do too.
Godwin and Mike Evans.
Godwin gone for the year, and Evans won't be back until they said he's out so long, it won't be until the Bears are playing in the division. It's like it is week 11. I think they have a week 11 bye. He'll be back the week after
that. As dangerous.
That's the hope.
As they're as dangerous of a duo as there is in the NFL at the receiver position.
Not anymore.
I know. That's why you figure they will be aggressive shopping for a wide receiver. You wonder if Mike Williams in New York. You wonder about Cooper Kupp in L.A. It's going to be an active trade market, I think, before the deadline.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.